You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just under a week ago, the government announced an action plan to combat homelessness in Aotearoa. The plan was to pledge $300 million to provide an additional 1,000 transitional housing units. In the accompanying press releases, it was explained that the government was already carrying out a public housing plan on a scale that has not been seen in New Zealand for 40 years. However, the announcement did not come without its criticisms, and one of these issues that people found disappointing was no further funding for state housing, making this claim not credible. So I got in touch with Michael Sharp, a barrister based in Mount Maunganui and a member of the State Housing Action Network, a network of organisations interested in state housing provisions around Aotearoa. They believe the action plan fails to provide for increasing in the state housing stock, which is essential for addressing the homelessness crisis. We start by addressing the recent announcement.
Well, the action plan, they've pledged $300 million in additional funding. Now, that includes 1,000 transitional housing places, that is temporary housing places, and also some other funding to help with assisting with homeless people getting into housing.
Now, where do you think the government missed the mark with this action plan?
Well, I'm part of the State Housing Action Network, so we're a network of organisations who are interested in state housing provision in New Zealand. Now, we think they missed the mark by not putting more funding into more state housing, because in the end, that is the answer, the long-term answer to the amount of homelessness in New Zealand at the moment. Because it's arisen simply because we're rising house prices and rents. More people can't afford to rent or buy a house. So under our social contract, social welfare system, the government is then obliged to provide them with social housing, which is subsidised housing. And there's simply not enough of that.
Well, just give a bit of clarification in this. Effectively, what is state housing and what benefits does it provide in being essential for addressing the homelessness crisis?
Okay, so there's quite a few terms used in this area.
Yeah.
So state housing is housing provided by the government, and at the moment that is provided to Kāinga Ora, which used to be Housing New Zealand. That is essentially housing owned by the government, which is provided for social housing, that is, people who need assistance with housing.
Yes.
Now, there's also other people who provide social housing, and that is community housing providers. So they are private organisations that contract with the government to provide social housing. So with state housing and community housing providers, you have the total of what is social housing in this country.
So the government's quota for social housing is to increase the supply by 1,600 homes per year overall. Now, how does our social housing stock compare with international norms?
Well, there was a recent OECD report on New Zealand in late last year, and they noted that our social housing levels are lower than the average across OECD countries, and it suggested that we need to raise them, especially given the high levels of homelessness. So our levels are lower than normal,
right,
despite the fact we have high levels of homelessness. So, you know, we have people, increasing number of people and families just cannot afford a house. So at the moment, they're put in emergency accommodation motels or transitional housing, which is only for a number of months.
Mm.
And because our waiting list is now over 15,000, and that is direct result of lack of social housing, and the ongoing result of that is ongoing homelessness.
Yeah, it's really just quite alarming how bad it is in New Zealand. I mean, it's something like 1% of the population is doesn't even have homes or anything, and they're living on the streets. So the government, under their 2018 public housing plan, their aim of increasing supply of social housing is modest, as you were to say. If homelessness is to be handled through social housing, what do you believe this demand should be driven by?
The best indicator and driver of supply is the demand,
mm-hmm.
and the demand is the waiting list for social housing. You know, which when the government, since it's been in office, it's gone from 5,000 to 10,000 to 15,000. So it's very simple. That's the demand, and it needs to be met by the government.
Yeah, it's quite crazy to see just the increase. It's, you know, exponentially rising just in a couple of years. And this year, of course, is election year, so the expectations are high. So how would you like to see the government tackle homelessness prior to the upcoming election?
Well, first, face the fact that the increase in social housing is needed head on. You can see in the announcement on the homelessness plan, they seem to have given the impression they're already doing plenty. Like, they're saying that they're engaging in the largest public housing program in 40 years. Well, that's not true at all. You know, there's been, over recent decades, there's been governments building more public housing. But they seem to want to fudge the issue and not face it. They really just need to accept the fact that they need to ramp up the supply and the building of public houses to meet what is an increasing demand, because you can see house prices are going up again. It's important that this be a matter of public debate, because coming up to the election, at least in our view, this is a major issue that the New Zealand society needs to deal with and needs to put pressure on the political parties, and there's not enough debate on it at the moment.
Around, you know, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.